During COVID, I was trying to build a business and I kept hitting these walls. I realized I didn't know what I didn't know. So I entered this dual MS in data science and MBA. But here's what I figured out that most of my classmates probably never will. I wasn't getting these credentials to climb some corporate ladder. I was getting them to build my bridge out. Today, I want to tell you why I got my MBA to opt out, not climb up, and give you the exact framework I use to turn any skill or credential into freedom instead of just a fancier form of servitude.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing, and this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million-dollar wealth. I use automation, food-producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
So the real why behind the MBA, I was already getting my MS in data science, but I realized pretty quickly I didn't want to do that professionally, right? Like I like data, but for relating it to real-world business purposes. And I like talking to people. So I was trying to build this business during COVID, but I kept getting stuck because I didn't understand basic business fundamentals. Here's the thing, though. I was coming from a completely different place from almost everyone else in that program. Most of my classmates were trying to get better jobs, higher salaries, corner offices, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I didn't even know about tech sales as a career path in undergrad. I just knew that I needed to take care of my family and I needed a path to serious income. Commission-based work made sense. And that's what I was already doing in scientific cells, but it wasn't at the scale. But there was this moment, and I'll never forget it, where I started thinking about what happens if my income stops for 30 days. Just 30 days. And I realized I really needed to diversify income streams, not just one really good source. And that's just something I talk about in general here at Seed in Society, right? Like you don't go into your garden and plant one crop. And I really noticed that if I just kept upgrading my life on credit, and if I signed up for a 30-year mortgage, I'd stay trapped on this hamster wheel of needing to work to maintain it all continuously. And that's when it clicked. Everyone else was using their MBA to get better at playing the game. I was using mine to understand the game well enough to eventually stop playing it, right? Like, I've always been a systems person. My undergrad degrees are in African American studies and sociology. So I feel like I've understood the system from a macro level, but this was also a micro level on how to win in a conventional sense, right? Which is make a lot of money, get a house. Do the things that's supposedly the American dream. But I knew I didn't want that. I didn't want to have to continually work just to finally retire at 65. So the framework that really changed everything is I kind of call it like the freedom versus dependency test. So every time you're considering learning something new, whether that's getting a certification, taking a role, whatever. Run it through these three questions. First, does this make me more valuable in the market or just more valuable to one specific employer? My MBA taught me financial modeling, strategic planning, market analysis. Those skills help me evaluate land purchases, plan business models, understand economic trends regardless of who signs my paycheck. And that's market value. That's freedom knowledge. But if I'd only focused on becoming the perfect employee with those skills, I'd be more valuable to my company, but more dependent on having that company to work for. Do you see the difference? Second question, does this teach me how systems work or just how to work within one system? Perfect example, my data science degree. I could have used it to become really good at analyzing someone else's data for someone else's business decisions. Or I could use it to understand how to collect and analyze data for my own decisions, how to track what's actually working in my life, my investments, my systems. And then the third question, does this increase my options or increase my need to stay where I am? And this is the big one. Every promotion, every specialized skill that only applies to your current situation, every benefit that makes it harder to leave, that's not career advancement, that's golden handcuffs. When I learned enterprise sales, I also made sure I understood direct-to-consumer marketing. When I got better at financial analysis for my job, I also learned personal investment strategies. Right? Like when you're learning something, a skill like enterprise sales, you also need to understand value propositions. You understand how to demonstrate ROI, that's their return on investment. What do they get out of that? You learn how to really make sure you're mapping the whole decision-making process. Who's the actual buyer? What do they get out of this? Who's the actual decision maker? And these are skills, honestly, that can take you through life in general. And that's also what we'll talk about on Seed in Society. That's what we talk about in these one-on-one strategy sessions. That is just really the crux of making sure you can control your life if you can also share your message. So, the good stuff. How do you apply this starting today? All right, so what you can do this week to shift from climbing up to opting out, step one, audit your current skills. Make a list of everything you know how to do. Then ask yourself honestly, would this skill help me if I had to rebuild from scratch? And that is really taking a comprehensive analysis of your degree, your work experience, your technical knowledge, how much of it actually transfers to building your own systems versus just making you a better employee. Step two, develop your strategic learning plan. So for every work skill you develop, develop one ownership skill. This is non-negotiable. If you're getting better at project management at work, also learn how to manage projects for your own side business, for your own household. If you're learning about corporate finance, also learn about personal wealth building. Always, always be building towards independence. In step three, set up your income conversion strategy. Every raise, every bonus, every commission check gets what I call a freedom allocation. Mine is 30%. 30% of every dollar I make goes towards reducing my dependence on making that dollar. That's how you buy your way out while climbing up. And why does this actually work? This is what I realized that most people don't get. Like even back in my undergrad, when I was getting my degree in African American studies and sociology, people would always ask me, what job would I get with those useless degrees? And I would tell them, if you're only trying to get a job, you're limiting your options. Look, you can absolutely have a career that's rewarding and meaningful. Not everyone needs or is meant to be an entrepreneur. That is okay. But there's a huge difference between working because you choose to and working because you have to. There's a difference between having a job because it aligns with your mission and having a job because you can't afford not to, right? The goal isn't to never work for anyone else, for everybody. But the goal is to build enough optionality that if your job disappeared tomorrow or if it stopped aligning with your values, you could walk away without your family's security being at risk. So when professors and peers heard my real plans, of course they liked to act like they were encouraging, but I could tell no one really understood. And I think that that comes from sociology here, the social conditioning that happens, right? Like you're told you work, you put your head down, you do what you're supposed to, and it'll work out. But we know, or at least I hope, and most likely if you're here at this podcast with Seed in Society, you understand that that is not the case. But here's what I knew that maybe they just didn't. Every system you don't understand is a system that controls you. My MBA wasn't about becoming a better employee or avoiding employment altogether. It was about understanding business well enough that I could choose how and when to engage with employment instead of being forced into it. Your next move is really to look at your credentials because they can be tools for freedom or tools for better servitude. The choice really, really is entirely yours. Most people use education to become more valuable prisoners. I use mine to become a better escape artist. And if you're ready to use your skills in education strategically, not just climb higher in someone else's system, but to build your own, book a strategy session at seedinsociety.com/strategy. What we'll do there is align your career and your wealth plan intentionally. Because, and this is just basic math, in order to make money for your employer, you have to make enough to pay yourself and pay your employer. Because the best exit strategy, it starts while you're still inside. I'll talk to you next time.